Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Meet us here today, Lord.
touch while we are praying and while we are waiting, Lord. We pray that you will move in a mighty way, that you will take full control, speak to our hearts and minds. Help us to receive the word of God that we may grow thereby. Help us to be what you would have us to be. We are seeking to be righteous, to walk uprightly before you, speaking the truth in our hearts. Help us, Jesus. We want to be ready when you call our name. We want to make it into that beautiful city that you have prepared for them that love your appearing. Help us today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Take control tonight. Move, Jesus. Move by your spirit tonight. Look on the speaker of the hour. Send thine anointing in the name of Jesus. We pray that you look on every soul that is listed on the prayer list and all those who are requesting a special prayer in the name of Jesus. We pray that you look on Lamar White, touch him right now, Lord. Have mercy on him, oh Lord. Heal and deliver. We know you got the power. We know thou art a deliverer. Be merciful tonight, Jesus. Save, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you look on all of the bereaved families, the Thornton family, the Morton family. I pray that you will touch, Lord, that you will lift the burdens of their heart. Give them strength, oh Lord. Comfort them in the time of need. Have mercy. Make ways out of no way. Open up doors, Lord. In the name of Jesus, come to our rescue, oh Lord. Hear our prayer tonight, Lord. Move, Jesus. Move for your people. Somebody is despondent tonight, but we know you're able to lift it, oh Lord. Lift that burden, oh Lord. Help them to cast their care upon you, for you care for them. In the name of Jesus, touch, Lord. Touch tonight, Jesus. Stop by here tonight. Pour down blessings tonight. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, send your anointing, oh Lord. Let us feel thy presence. In the name of Jesus, we're waiting on you. We can't do nothing until you come, Lord. Move, Jesus, Jesus. Touch us, Jesus, while we're waiting. Move, Lord, in a mighty way. Take control. Speak to our hearts and minds. Help us to hear thy voice and to be obedient to that heavenly voice. Lead and guide us and show us the way you'd have us to go. Help us, oh Lord. I know you're able, oh Lord. I pray, Jesus, that you'll look on Sister Rhoda, that you'll touch her right now. Help her to look to you and take you at your word. For we know that thou art a way maker and thou art a door opener. Make the way for her in the name of Jesus. Fix her situation. Work it out for her, oh Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
All those who are hospitalized, we pray that you touch them right now. Raise them up, oh Lord. Let your finger of love. Have mercy tonight, Jesus. Look on your people everywhere. Look on your people throughout the world. Look on those who are suffering, those who are going without. They don't have a place to lay their head. They don't have heat. They don't have water. Lord, have mercy. They don't have food to eat. But we know that thou art a provider, and you can make a way for them. Move, Lord. Do it for them, oh Lord. Save, oh Lord. And look on your people everywhere, oh Lord. Bless them and cause your face to shine upon them. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you, what you're doing. We thank you for how you're moving. We
thank you.
You right now, Lord.
Thank you.
We thank you to thy holy name. We bless your name. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this prayer. We pray, Lord, that you look upon us, go with us, and stand by us. We will give thy name to praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Hello.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you, Brother Muhammad. I hear you. Good afternoon, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. We thank God for that prayer coming through Evangelist Laybell Edmond. And Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland, and it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. And right now we're going to read our opening scripture, and it's taken from the 105th number of Psalm. That's Psalm 105, and I'm beginning with the first verse, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, O give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works that he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Abraham, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations. Which covenant he made with Abraham in his oath unto Isaac, and confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance. When they were but a few men in number, yea, very few and strangers in it. Thank God for the reading of his word. I'll just read these last two. When they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong, yet he reproved kings for their sakes. And this last one, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Amen. Thank God for the reading of his word, the 105th number, Psalm the first, throughout the 15th verses. And praise the Lord. And again, thank you so much for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763. You may also listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service. Title 1, School and 1 is O-N-E. And if you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry, the number 100, at gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can address it to P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland 21230. The prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, you can call our guest number. It's 978-990-5270. The access code is 794-6408. If you're looking to support other ministries or you just need a little encouragement to help get through the week, there are other broadcasts that go on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. Evangelist Maybell Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 945-218-0218, and that access code is 584-7681. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. There's also 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays at the site as well. And Gospel Truth Prayer Mission is hosting its one-year anniversary there tomorrow, actually, February the 4th, if it's the Lord's will, at 1 o'clock p.m. So if you're in the neighborhood, stop by. Again, it's 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to continue to pray for Lamar White for Deacon and Missionary Gatewood's granddaughter, Judea Hameen, the bereaved Allen family, Stephen and Terrell Allen, the Edmond family, the bereaved Carr family, Steve Hayes, David Hameen, Muhammad Hameen, Jeff and Jen Granite, Dee Dee Johansson, the bereaved Darius family, the bereaved Davis family, Stuart Harris, Mother Mary Brown, Olamayan Wayne, Joseph Hall, Mother Barbara Watson Austin, the bereaved Spriggs family, Todd Johnson, Titus Edmonds Sr., Mother Janice Marshall, Robin Nance, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, and all those whose names I may not have called but are still on our prayer list. And I believe that Brother Muhammad is on the line, and I want to give him an opportunity to testify if he so desires. God bless you, Brother Muhammad.
Yes, God bless everybody. Praise the Lord. Just like to say thank you, God, for just another day being alive. Thank God for an opportunity to speak on the broadcast. Just thank God for everybody that's on the broadcast listening. I don't really have much to say. I just know that God is good, and no matter what you're going through, it could be really dark, but, you know, God, he always will come through for his people. No matter what, thank God for the reading of the word. It says through generation, God, he doesn't suffer anything that happens to his people. So, you know, you touch not the apple of his eyes. So I just thank God for the word of God. Thank God for the broadcast. I just ask that you guys pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for Brother Muhammad's testimony and encouraging words. And I want to sing a portion of this song. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hold dear look at Jesus. Oh, so bow down with care. He has promised to defend me. He will lull all your burden shame. Only a look at Jesus. He's merciful and true. Through storms, through clouds, and through trials, he will lead. He'll lead you safe, lead through. Only a look. Only a look. Turn me away from sin. One look will bring salvation, eternal life to win. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Mabel Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for that question coming to Dr. Khadija. Praise the Lord. Only one look at Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God. We would turn our attention and look to Jesus and look and see what God has done. I tell you, it will cause you to praise the name of the Lord. I tell you, when I think about all that he has done for me, and I look back over my life and see how far God has brought me, I tell you, I just give God thanks and thank him for what he has done for me. Praise the Lord. I oftentimes say, if God doesn't do anything else for me, I'm satisfied. Glory to God. The Bible said, be content therewith with such things as ye have. And I thank the Lord for that. And I thank God also for Brother Muhammad being on the line. I know that God is doing a great thing. God knows how to get our attention, and he knows what to do to get it. God is
amen.
We are yet praying for him and looking to the Lord, because we know that God is still working miracles. He's still saving, and he's still in the healing business. So all of you that are on the line tonight, if you just look to Jesus, he can work it out. Just give it all to the Lord. Lay it on the Lord, and he will sustain thee. And that's the word of God. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. So be encouraged. Keep looking to the Lord. And at this time, we're going to present to you in the person, the speaker for tonight, in the person of Dr. Pastor Sheila Hameen out of Holy Temple, Baltimore, Maryland. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I do honor the Lord. I give honor to whom honor is due. Thank the Lord for the opening prayer, the scripture. Thank God for the testimony coming through Brother Muhammad. I just thank God for those beautiful words of encouragement. I thank the Lord for this broadcast tonight. This is Friday night, joy night. And I have joy down in my soul. And I just want to take a little time and give God the glory and give him the praise that is due to his name. Amen, because he is worthy of all praise. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us prepare our hearts to hear from the Lord. And as we prepare to go to the scriptures, let us put our minds on the Lord for a word of prayer. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you and we give thanks to your holy name. We ask you, Lord, to look upon us right now, oh God, because you know what we need of. And we're asking you to send your word tonight and speak to our hearts, Lord. Minister unto us the things that we all are in need of. And we believe you right now, and we take you at your word, and we count it as done. Hallelujah, and we thank you. We ask these blessings in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us turn our attention to the word of God. Let's go to the book of Psalms, the 147th number of Psalms, verses 1 through 11, and also 1 Chronicles, the 9th chapter, verse 10. Praise the Lord. I do have a few other scriptures. That's 1 Chronicles 4th chapter, verses 9 and 10. Pardon me. Amen. And I'm going to read from the King James Version Bible, starting with Psalm 147, amen, verse 1. And just to let you know, tonight's topic is the greatness of God. That's the title of the message, The Greatness of God, and the theme is, Lord, enlarge my territory. Psalm 147, verse 1 reads, praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant and praise is comely. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathereth together the outcasts of Israel. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Great is our Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifteth up the meek. He casteth the wicked down to the ground. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God, who covereth the heaven with clouds, who prepareth rain for the earth, who maketh grass to grow upon the mountain. He giveth to the beast his food, and to the young ravens which cry. He delighteth not in the strength of the horse. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. 1 Chronicles 4, verses 9 and 10. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the reading of these verses of scripture and talking about the greatness of God. Amen. God is great and greatly to be praised. And the word of God lets us know here that praise is comely. Something that's comely in this sense is suitable or appropriate. It's in order, glory to God, because God is so great and so powerful. We should sing praises unto our God. And why? Because it is pleasant. Amen. And also it is comely. It's right for us to give God praise to his name. He buildeth up Jerusalem. The Lord builds us up. Others would seek to tear us down, but God builds us up. And also the Bible lets us know he gathereth together the outcast of Israel. He doesn't necessarily go into the palaces in the king's house, but he gathereth up the outcast, those who are rejected or cast out, those who are made to feel unwanted, like they're worthless. Those are the ones that God gathereth up. In all the power of God, hallelujah, he healeth the broken in heart, bindeth up their wounds. Amen. God is so great. Praise the Lord. His understanding is infinite. Something that's infinite is limitless or endless in space, extent, or size. Impossible to measure or calculate. Hallelujah. His understanding is infinite. And so when we trust the Lord, when we look to him, he will lift us up. God will take us places that we never thought we could ever go. Hallelujah. God lifteth up the meek. When we humble ourselves before him, he will lift us up. And the wicked who raise up themselves in pride, those are the ones that God will cast down to the ground. Oh, glory to God. So we should come together and sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving, as the scripture encourages us to do. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God. Amen. God is the strength of our lives, and his delight and his pleasure is in them that fear him. It's important that we fear the Lord. Amen. And that the hope is in his mercy. Our hope in his mercy. And going over to First Chronicles, where Jabez had a reproachable name. His mother named him this because she bare him in sorrow. Therefore, he had a reproach attached to his name as on the level of an outcast or one that's rejected. But he was more honorable than his brothers in that he called upon God, the God of Israel, and he prayed a sincere prayer, asking God to bless him. Hallelujah. Sometimes we don't stretch out on God as we should. We don't go after God and ask the Lord to enlarge our territory because we don't necessarily want to take on all that great responsibility. Praise the Lord. But growth in God is a good thing. Being stagnant and wasting away is not good. Hallelujah. And so this young man began to cry to God, and he had a special request. And God heard his cry. He wanted God to keep him from evil, that it may not grieve him. And therefore, God granted him that request. And all we have to do is have faith and believe in God and take him at his word. And as Jesus encouraged us in St. Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. So there is some work involved in going after God, because the Bible lets us know that faith without work is dead. Hallelujah. Faith without work is dead. And I heard somebody say, work without faith is dead. Glory be to God. Jesus expressed to his disciples in the 9th chapter of St. John and the 4th verse, after he had healed a blind man who was blind from his birth, he said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. So Jesus came down to this earth in the form of earthly man. Hallelujah. And he worked. Glory to God. The work that he did for those works ordained by God. And in asking God to enlarge our coast or our territory, there's work involved. And Jesus told his disciples a little further on in St. John, the 14th chapter. He said, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. But verse 12 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the work that I do, shall he do also, and greater work and these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And this is how great God is. God wants born-again believers, the true worshipers of the Lord, to do these works, greater works than these, and to denote, because I go unto my Father. In other words, not so much in the quality, but the quantity. Because his time was limited on the earth, and he had to go to his Father. Hallelujah. Therefore, he left the work for us to do, the greater work. God expand our territory if we're willing to do these works, the works that Jesus did. He healed the sick. Oh, he raised the dead. He wrought many miracles. That was a very large portion of his ministry while he was on the earth. And so if we're not doing these works, we need to pray and ask the Lord to expand our territory, to increase or enlarge our territory so that we can go far and wide spreading the gospel. He gave this command to his disciples, saying, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Praise the Lord. And I know also that we can go out there and compel them to come, but there will be those who won't come to the house of God. So we have to go out to them, amen, and spread the gospel of truth. Amen. Praise God. We need to pray to God and ask the Lord to help us. Jabez wanted God's hand to be with him. He wanted God to keep him from evil. Amen. And therefore, we can ask the Lord to be with us as he promised to do so. The greatness of God is such that we cannot even comprehend. His understanding is infinite. It's incomprehensible. It's beyond our comprehension. Praise God, but God is truly great, and he is greatly to be praised. And I thank God for his word. And when we reflect, we really take the time and we reflect on the greatness of God and all that he's done for us, it should motivate us to want to do more for him, to want to go wherever he sends us, hallelujah, not to be ashamed or to draw back, but when time to go, be willing and ready to go, hallelujah, and all the while giving God the praise, because it is a pleasant and it is comely for us to give God the praise as we see how God is building us up. He's building up his people. Let us reach forth. Let us
1 minute remaining.
Out. Let us stretch out the more on God. Hallelujah. So I thank God for the word of God and for these scriptures. Amen. And I just want to encourage Brother Muhammad to take the word of God in. I know your time is running out on this call, but thank the Lord that you had a chance to call in. Amen. And we're going to
go
to the Lord in prayer. Amen. We're praying for you, and may God bless you. Hallelujah. And maybe there's somebody right now who desires to do a work for God. You know God has been calling you. It's time to just surrender and do what God has called you to do. Amen. Maybe you know what the work is, but you're not sure how to get started. God will lead, guide, and direct you. He will show you what to do. Hallelujah. He will be there for you. Amen. Right by your side. He will not leave you, neither will he forsake you. Maybe someone is desiring to accept the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior. Maybe you have a sickness in your body and you're desiring to be healed of that sickness. God can heal you tonight. God can save you tonight. Hallelujah. Whatever it is that you're going through, God has the power to deliver you. God has the power to stop the enemy, amen, and rebuke him from messing with you. Rebuke him from touching things in your life and even your body. For glory be to God. God can reverse it, amen, and make you whole. God can do everything. Just think on the greatness of the Lord and have a willingness to accept the will of God and do what the Lord is giving you to do. For God's people, anyone who has a ministry, God wants to enlarge or expand your ministry. And now it's time to do what God is giving you to do without holding back, but doing it wholeheartedly. And now let's go to God and let us believe God together, touching and agreeing on the same things. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you right now, asking you to look down on us with compassion. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask that you will touch, Lord, heal and deliver. Forgive sins, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we call on you tonight to look on your people one by one and name by name. Strengthen and encourage your people. Oh, God, increase our faith and help us, Lord, to do the works that you've assigned unto us, Lord. We ask, God, that you will open doors and make ways for us, Lord. We are asking you to take us by the hand, lead, guide, and direct us, Lord. Show us the way you will have us to go. Lord, order our steps in your word and in your will, Lord God. Keep us from evil, oh my God, and let your guiding light lead us into all truth in a plain path. In the name of Jesus, we are praying right now, God, for those on the prayer list, one by one and name by name, all of those who have requested prayer, even a special petition tonight, those that have spoken and unspoken. We ask, God, that you will honor those requests and that you will grant it unto them. In the name of Jesus, we are praying, Lord, for those who are bereaved of their loved one or someone close to them. Oh, my God, give comfort and give consolation. Lord, please be close to them in this moment and help them to go through this difficult time. We know, God, that you can bear them up. Oh, Lord, only you can bear them up. Only you, Lord, can heal the broken heart and bind up the wounds. Oh, blessed Savior, we ask right now that you will intervene, oh, God, and work wonders. Work out the problems. Lord, fix it in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, remember those, oh, God, who are feeble and weak, Lord God. Give them strength tonight. Strengthen them, oh God, where they're weak. Build them up where they're torn down. In the name of Jesus, have mercy tonight, Lord Jesus. Touch my God. We're waiting on you, Lord. We can't do nothing without you. We are waiting down here. Oh, Lord, come and see about us. Stop by here right now while we're praying this prayer. Oh, Lord God, work miracles and heal right now, Jesus, spiritually and naturally, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we're depending on you. You're the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, Lord, help us to endure. Help us to hold on. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. We ask, God, that you remember our leaders. Look on them in a special way, Lord. Give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding concerning your word, concerning your will, and also, Lord, leading your people. Oh, Lord God, please take charge, oh, God, and be our guide in the name of Jesus. We believe you, Lord, and we are taking you at your word. And for those things that we didn't mention in this prayer, we ask, God, that you will consider them and that you will grant them unto us. We believe we have the petitions that we've asked in this prayer, and we just want to thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer.
We thank you for your touch, Lord. Thank you for the moving of your spirit. We thank you,
yes.
Oh God, for working it out for us. Thank you for our miracles. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for our healing, Lord Jesus. We thank you for everything you've done, for what you're doing right now, oh God, and for what you're about to do. We thank you for this prayer. And now, Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Glory, hallelujah. Lord, praise your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. We thank God for the word of God. Thank God for prayer. And we, at this time, give the broadcast back into the hands of the host, the Dr. Khadija Hamid. God bless.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. We got for the word of God coming from Evangelist Hameen, and she began to talk about the greatness of God and say, Lord, enlarge my territory. And the psalm that she read details the greatness of God. He is great and of great power, and he's greater than the things that are placed upon us, even our names. And she began to talk about Jabez, how he began to pray that God will bless him indeed, that he would keep him from evil, and he was found to be more honorable than his brethren, and God heard his prayer. And, you know, the enemy, he'll try to put things on us, where you'll never be anything, you'll never be it, whatever, but God is great, and he enlarged this young man's territory because he asked it of him. I think after the word of God, I was really encouraged by it, very encouraging, uplifting, inspiring message. I want to say to them, I mean, keep on preaching the word of God. If other ministers are on the line and you're crossing over, you can come on over and have remarks. But then maybe I want to give Evangelist Nudel an opportunity to give remarks. First, God bless your evangelist name.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful message coming through Dr. Sheila Hameen. I tell you, talking about the greatness of God. You know, I thought about how the Lord delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt, and how God opened up the Red Sea, how God caused the firstborn to be deceased. He caused them to die, the firstborn, and how God made a way. He sent bread from heaven. God did all these wonderful, great things for his people, and if we take God at his word and believe him, as the scripture has said, God will still do the same great things for us, for his people. So let us take the word of God and let us continue to look to the Lord. And I'm saying to Evangelist Hameen, continue to preach the word of God. That was a beautiful message. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist Maybell. And if no other clergy are on the line at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast back over to the hands of Evangelist Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through both Evangelist Khadija and Evangelist May. I enjoyed the words of encouragement. Praise the Lord. And I just thank God once again for this broadcast. And I just want to thank God for all of you who continue to support us and to pray for us. We do appreciate it very much, and we thank the Lord for you. Praise God. We encourage you to continue to seek the Lord, continue to be encouraged. Amen. And whatever you're doing, if you are going through right now, God knows about it. God can see you. And somebody sang a song saying God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. And God has the power to do that. If you're hurting financially, if you're hurting physically, whichever way, God has the power to heal. Amen. Praise the Lord. We just thank God once again for this broadcast and for all of you. And we look forward to you tuning in with us for our next broadcast on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. Amen. And also be reminded on tomorrow we'll be at the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission. Amen. Having a great time in the Lord for the anniversary. Amen. Evangelist May, is this anniversary the first?
Yes, it's going to be the first.
Okay.
Because, yes, it's going to be the first one.
Okay, so this will be the first anniversary, and I'm looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. If you are in that vicinity, stop on by and be blessed. Amen. 18
Amen.
Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. Praise God.
Praise,
is there someone else?
Praise the Lord.
Mark, God bless.
God bless you.
Man.
God bless you.
Thank you.
I just wanted to thank God for the word. Very encouraging message. Amen. God will enlarge your territory, because he said it would not withhold any good thing from you. Thank God for the word. Very encouraging. Amen. Let us know. Whatever the situation, God can work it out. God will work it out. Amen. And that's the kind of God that we serve. And just, I mean, encourage you to keep preaching the word of God, keep working for the Lord. Amen. Very, very encouraging message. And this podcast, it's been a blessing, amen, to me and others, because the word of God, it got to come forth. Keep working for the Lord. God bless you. And to you, Evangelist May, God bless you in your ministry and in your work. We're praying for you that God will continue to bless you. Amen, and he will enlarge your territory as well. And we will be encouraged and keep looking up. God knows all things. God bless you. Thank you for the time.
Thank you, Lord. God bless you.
God bless you, Mother Evangelist Diggs from New Hope Temple Church of God down there in Hamlet, North Carolina, where Pastor Robert Huff is the pastor. And we thank God for beautiful, encouraging words. We thank God for you, for your prayers. You be encouraged. And also know that the Lord will and has already enlarged your territory. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm about to pray here, y'all. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Something great here. He's building up God.
Yes,
he is. He's building up his people. And
yes, he is.
But what things look like, God is working and doing things that we are not even aware of. So,
amen.
God, hallelujah. I'm just going to go ahead on and praise him and rejoice.
Yes.
Because he's doing something. Amen.
Yes,
he is working on our behalf. Hallelujah. Yes. I'm excited about it. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I'm just stirred up now. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to try to come on in. But I just thank the Lord.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm going to try. Well, tomorrow, hallelujah. Part two. Amen. Let me bring it on up to New Jersey tomorrow. Glory to God.
Yes.
Amen. We just thank God for all things. I feel encouraged. You know, knowing that the people of God are praying for us and they are supporting us. And
amen.
It's a great blessing. We thank the Lord. Any other remarks before we close out?
Yes. God bless you. I just want to say that word was a witness on tonight. I was speaking with someone, matter of fact, with Dr. Almasi. And she was explaining to me everything that I could do and to enlarge my territory.
Praise the Lord.
The Lord. I didn't know you were going to bring this message, but she surely explained everything to me that I needed to know in order to grow and that my territory may be enlarged.
Glory to God.
I'm just praying whatever way the Lord leads. That's the way I'm intending on going. So I'm asking for your prayers because I don't want to do anything on my own. I want the Lord to lead me. But she did explain to me how to go about it and what to do. So I believe it's the Lord.
Amen.
But anyway, I'm still not moving until he speaks to me.
Yeah.
So I'm asking for your prayers. And God bless you, Venice Diggs. I enjoyed your remarks also.
Amen. God bless you. Pray for me.
Yes. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank God. God knows all things. So let us be assured. Let's take the word of God in. And we do look forward to you tuning in with us at our next broadcast, if it be the Lord's will, on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. And until then, may the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you and know this, that God is great and greatly to be praised. God bless you and good night.
God bless you.
God bless you.